First of all, don't forget tomorrow's Asara Batavis. So the fast begins here in LA at 5:36. Mincha tomorrow is going to be 4:30 because there's more davening. Avinu Malkeinu, laning, all that. Okay, back to where we left off in the mitzvah of chinuch, of education. So the halacha is, a father is obligated to teach his sons Torah. Not only does it refer to sons, but it also refers to grandsons. Because the Torah says, Veidaita levanecha velivnei vanecha. You should teach it to your sons and your sons' sons. So therefore, there's an obligation on a father to teach his sons Torah. As soon as the child is beginning to speak, so then you have to teach him the pasuk Torah tzivalon u'meisha, and as we'll soon learn, as he gets older, you teach him more things. Now, women are not obligated in the mitzvah per se of learning Torah. Men have an obligation to learn Torah, because it says in the pasuk, "V'limadta meisam es b'neichem." The Gemara learns out that your sons are obligated to learn Torah. Nevertheless, women are obligated to learn all the laws that they must know, which means all negative commandments, all the laws of Shabbos, all the laws of Pesach, all the laws of Kashrus, all the laws of Taras Mishpach of family purity, which as Rebbe said many times, it's enough to last a few lifetimes. Of what you're obligated to learn. Because of that, women also say the Birchas HaTorah. Even though women are not obligated per se to learn Torah, but nevertheless, they're able to say Birchas HaTorah. There's two reasons. Number one, they're obligated to learn those dinim that they have to know, again, like all the practical halachas. And secondly, the Gemara says in Brachas, and that's why Chabad has an interesting custom, when a baby boy is born, everybody says, in the Mishna Berach for a birth, Lachnise Bevresa Shalavavam Avinu Shemeret to bring him into the bris, Yigadu L'Teira U'L'Chupa U'Masim Tevim. Torah and Chupa U'Masim Tevim. Most people, when it comes to a girl, obviously they don't say Lachnise Bevresa Shalavavam Avinu, but they leave out the word Teira. They say Yigadu L'Chupa U'Masim Tevim. Why do they leave out the word Teira? Because women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Torah. So you're not saying you should raise them to learn Torah. But the Rebbe Rasha, based on the Gemara in Brachas, that says, Noshim b'may mezakin, how do they merit in the mitzvah of learning Torah? So it says, they make sure the husbands go out of the house to learn, they wait for them to come home. They make sure that the men behave. So therefore, women also have a chelek, a part of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Now, in other words, as Poskim write, technically, if a girl knows everything she needs to know about the mitzvah she needs to keep, which is not possible really, but if, let's say, hypothetically, they would know, so then they would not have a mitzvah of learning Torah anymore. Men, even if they know Kol HaTorah Kula, they know every part of Torah, starting from Chumash, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Gemara, Posk, everything from A to Z, they know it all. They still have a mitzvah of learning Torah. A continuous mitzvah of learning Torah. So that's the difference. Women don't have that mitzvah of learning Torah per se, but they still have an obligation to learn all the mitzvahs that they need to keep. Now, there's a whole argument that the Gemara, famous Mishnah, if it's a good thing to teach women Torah, it's not a good thing to teach women Torah. Lepreel, nowadays, more and more has been accepted that girls have to learn Torah, because if they don't learn Torah, they're not going to know how to conduct themselves in day-to-day Yiddishkeit living. So there's an obligation that it's very interesting, in the time of the Alter Rebbe, Moshem Tev, in the Alter Rebbe's time, the Litvish Elam was very, very opposed to learning Gemara. Because Gemara says, Kilo Melamed Tiflis. The Blazer says, it's as if you taught him how immorality, corruption, evil. Because through Torah, they'll figure out how to do everything the wrong way. The Chum hold, no, it's a mitzvah to teach the children Torah. So there's a famous story in the Zechreinus, in the memoirs of the Tzitzik Rebbe, in the time of the Alter Rebbe, in fact, it was the Alter Rebbe's mother. Her father was of the opinion that girls should learn Tatum. So the Alter Rebbe's mother, his name was Rivka, she learned a lot of Tera, she knew Gemara, a lot of Gemara, and she knew a lot of Halacha. And her own husband, who was not from the Chassidim, didn't know that she knew how to learn. They didn't know, because she kept it from even from her own husband. Anyway, the story is told that once in Shabbos, they were walking in the city, a whole bunch of men and women were walking home from Shul. Everybody's carrying the Gemaras and the Talesim. And all of a sudden, somebody came running and said, the Eidav broke. So now you got all these scholars that were Baki B'Shas and knew everything, but they didn't know Halacha too well. So everybody was stuck what to do. Nobody knew what to do. So the father of the daughter said to his daughter, what's the Halacha? And nobody knew that she knew how to learn, not even her own husband. And she became very flustered, because then her husband found out the secret, people found out the secrets. Anyway, she had no choice, because it was a question of Chilul Shabbos. So what she said they should do, is what it says in Shulchan Aruch, they should carry pachas me'arba ames, they should carry less than 6 feet, less than 4 ames, and hand it to somebody else, and they should go 3 ames and give it to somebody else until they get close to the house, and then they throw it in Kalachiyat. Anyway, so the men didn't even know if she was right or not. But they had no choice. They had to trust her. And then when he came home, they looked up the Halacha and they saw that she was right. The Alter Rebbe's mother? Alter Rebbe's mother, yeah. Okay, so then it's like this. There's a whole interesting shaila. Are you allowed to answer Amen? When a kid says a bracha, are you allowed to answer Amen on the kid's bracha? Because you're not allowed to just say Amen. You're not allowed to just say Stam Amen on something. If it's not, by the way, if somebody's making a not legitimate bracha, Halacha says you're not allowed to answer Amen. Because Amen is that you're validating the bracha, but if it's a forbidden bracha, so then you can't validate it. So there's a whole machlekes in Poskim. Do you make a bracha, do you answer Amen on a bracha that a little kid makes? So there's a difference if he's over the age of chinuch, like we learned, which is 6 or 7. He's under the age of chinuch. If he's clean, he's not clean. You know, if he has a dirty diaper, not a dirty diaper. The bel d'minig in the world today is that you don't answer amen on the brach of a kid. For chinuch purposes, that the kid should see that you answer amen. Like we learned the other day, the Gemara says, as soon as the kid answers amen, he has a chelik in Olam Haba. He's fit to go to Olam Haba. Okay, so then it says like this. When a kid is, and there's a very interesting machlekes between Rosh and Rambam also. The Gemara says, or it's really in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Ben Chamesh Shanim LeMikra. When a kid, 5 years old, he learns Chumash. So there's a machlekes in the Rishonim, Rambam and Rosh, a very famous machlekes. Does it mean 5 years old or when he enters the 5th year? The big machlekes Rambam and Rosh, does it mean a baby, a child when they're 4, so he's already ben chamesh, he's in the 5th year, then you start teaching him Torah? And the other opinion says, no, when he's 5 years old, that's when you start teaching him. But that doesn't apply to everything, because Mashal Bar Mitzvah, Ben Shleish Asrei LeMitzvah, which the same Mishnah says, 13 is Bar Mitzvah, it doesn't mean when you enter your 13th year when you're 12. It means when you're actually 13. But as far as Ben Chamishan Mulamikra, it's a big machlekes Rishonim. Do you start learning when he's 4, or do you actually wait until he's 5? Okay, but so for initially the father is supposed to teach him, and then you send him to school. By the way, that's one of the reasons we learned this in Hilchos Tzedakah when we were learning it a while ago, that you really, according to Halacha, and that's if you do a Jewish Drei Maisa, yeah, you're not allowed to deduct tuition for boys as tzedakah money. Let's say they charge you, I'll be nice. Let's say they charge you $10,000 a year a kid, okay, which is cheap today. Let's say they charge you $10,000 a year. Am I allowed to take that money from tzedakah money? I have to give tzedakah money, ma'aseh. Can I take that from that tzedakah money? So that the poskim write, you really can't. Why? Because it's really the father's obligation to teach his kid Torah. Something which is an obligation, you cannot deduct from tzedakah money. For instance, you get this many times. Can I buy tefillin from tzedakah money? I want to buy an expensive pair of tefillin, you know, the Rolls Royce tefillin. It's $2,000. Can I take it from tzedakah money? The answer is no. Why? Because it's something you're obligated to do. Something you're obligated to do, you cannot take from tzedakah money. If you want to give above and beyond that, then you're allowed to. So we learned all this dinim, the ways that you can make up with the school, and part of it could be tzedakah. So there's a big argument in poskim. How about girls' tuition? Now, some poskim say, we just learned that you don't have a chiv to teach a girl Torah. Right? You don't have a chiv to teach him Torah. So therefore, if I'm sending it to a girl to school and I'm paying tuition, that tuition it could be tzedakah and donating it to the school. And Ramesh Feinstein holds like that. I mean, he writes for Shasat Chat. But a lot of poskim, smashmalik different Dal Rebbe, also hold that today you cannot take it off tzedakah money. Why not? Why can't you take it off? So you don't have a chiyuv to teach your daughter Torah. But the answer is you still can't. Why? Because you still have a chiyuv, you still have an obligation to teach your daughter how to be a religious girl. That's chiyuv you have. Like I said, if she knows everything she needs to know, there's no more chiyuv of learning Torah. But until she knows all the dinim that she needs to know to be a religious girl, it's a father's obligation to teach him. So years ago in the shtetl, when girls didn't go to school before the Beis Yaakov movement started, like 75, 80 years ago, whenever it was started in Poland. So then, how did they know how to do everything? They were home. The mothers were home. The kids were home. The mothers taught the daughters everything they had to know. How to home economics, and they also taught them all the laws. How to check eggs, how to kosher a chicken, how to keep Shabbos. They learned everything from the mother. The girl today, for better or worse, probably worse, it's not done. And if it's not done, so a father still has an obligation to teach his kid how to be from. So how do you teach him to be from? You have to send him to from school. So therefore, today, many poskim, including Alter Rebbe, it's mashmal like this with Alter Rebbe, that you cannot actually deduct, unless you make spills, you know, drays a little bit. You can't take tzedakah money for tuition, to pay tuition for tzedakah money, even for girls.
The shtick that you're talking about is that it costs only a certain amount of money to teach her actual Torah, and the amount you pay to from school is like a lot more than really.
Not really, because, I mean, what are the ways you could do it if the school agrees to it? You can't do, I'll give you an example. Let's say you're paying $10,000 a kid. So you come to the school, listen, I'm giving you $10,000, okay? And you do give scholarships. So let's say you're gonna give me $5,000 tuition and $5,000 to tzedakah. If the school accepts it, I said, if the school accepts it, that's why I said the chatchil, if the school accepts it, then you could take $5,000 into tzedakah money. Because then you're paying tuition $5,000. But you can't come to the school and say, okay, $9,999.99 is tzedakah, one penny is tuition. I mean, you know, that doesn't work. Some schools accept it, by the way. Then there's another way of doing it, but that's a little bit more good rate. And that is, no, before you came in, we just learned the grandparents have a chiyuv. By the way, there's a din shchnorach in Hilchos Talmud Torah that if parents can't pay, the grandfather has to pay.
Has to or better?
You want to speak to me privately?
Sure.
Has to. But, so then there's another way of doing it. Let's say I have a kid, you have a kid. So I pay your tuition, you pay my tuition. So I didn't have a chiyuv for your kid. That's some rabbanim come up, but that is, it's not, it's Jewish, you know, like this.
It's
late. What?
If you watch for Amitzi and you can't talk, but you can say Amitzi to someone else's, it's listen, right?
Yeah, you could say how many tiny bracha, yeah?
If someone under 5 years old says,
it's a be a shaila if you're allowed to answer amen on it. I'm meaning it's to answer amen.